What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Deb, and I have my co-host.
It's me, Ash.
This is Ash.
Not Ashy. I'm Ash.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Pump Fake. This is where WNBA basketball is all talk. Mm-hmm. So if you ain't here for that, you might as well go ahead and switch it up right now. I'm excited. This is number 9. You guys, thank you for being here for this episode, supporting our podcast. We appreciate the likes. And those of you who have subscribed to our pages and all of the such, we are super grateful.
And it's clear that y'all are passing it along to somebody else. Each week we keep getting more and more subscribers and more love and comments and feedback. So thank you.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And welcome to our first timers. How you doing?
You know what I'm saying? So, because here we laugh, we have a good time. We talk about the WNBA. We're fans.
That's
neither
it.
One of us have like any special training in this. Mm-mm. So if y'all are along for that kind of ride, jump on board, because here we go.
Yay.
So the pump fake, just how essential it is to every single solitary game you've ever watched. It's essential not only to the game of basketball, but sure enough, to life.
Okay. To life.
Daggone right.
I mean, but I also feel like the Pump Fake podcast is essential to your life if you're a WNBA fan. So join us.
Join us.
And thanks for joining us.
All right, Ash. So with that, how are you though? How you feeling?
I'm actually, sorry, that was really dramatic. That was dramatic.
Feels like it hurts. How are you?
No, I'm not hurt. I got some braids this week,
okay.
So I get to swing them around, and I'm really, you know, I'm just really feeling this extra length. But no, I'm really, really good.
Yeah.
No complaints. It's the first of the month. It's a new month. It's a new time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I got family and friends coming to visit. I'm excited. So yeah, I think I'm just looking forward to this month and what's going on. How are you, Dev?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good. Went out a little bit, enjoyed some fun.
Where were you at?
Well, I just enjoyed the friends and family like stuff. We hung out with some friends poolside this weekend. And I enjoyed that.
Top tier.
Yeah, I had some really, really good Mexican food. Now, that's our jam.
Mm-mm-mm.
So luscious, delicious.
Birria tacos.
Yeah.
Birria tacos.
So, yeah, it's been a really good weekend. Fun with games all last week. And we're going to catch y'all up here this episode. So, first, Ash, I'm going to tell everybody, like, this is what we're going to... for this episode, we're going to run down a little bit of the news that's happened over the past week. So, if you missed out on any of it, we're going to catch you up on what you need to know. And catch up on our Phoenix Mercury. That's our team. I'm going to drop a little news on you.
Mm-hmm.
Catch
Probably
everybody
the stats,
up.
The rankings.
Yep. I'm going to let you know where every team is at in their bid for the playoffs and to get that going later this season. And Ash is going to give us the rundown on what's going on with the Mercury. So how about we go ahead and give it a go? All right. I'm about to give everybody a little rundown on the news. So all the craziness that's going on in the world right now, I'm about to give you some news you can use that won't be... that won't like depress you, because my word, like news right now is nuts. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, we saw the Barbie movie.
We did see the Barbie movie.
And the Barbie movie was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of great messages in there.
Along with Barbie's brand and what she stood for. So it was a good reminder. And it was just really entertaining. I was laughing the whole time.
Yeah, it was good.
Go
was
Barbie
great.
And all the Barbies.
All the Barbie. I'm a Barbie. You're a Barbie.
I mean,
we're all Barbies.
Barbie was lit.
Yeah,
loved
it was.
It. So here's the news.
The most important news.
That's right. What we're here for. No, not Barbie.
Okay, no. The WNBA.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I was like, yes, come on for the segue. Barbie. Hilarious. All right. Well, to start.
What you got?
Natasha Howard messed around and got a triple double, her first triple double, I believe, since she's been in the W. So that was good. The Dallas Wing picked up a good thing when they signed Natasha Howard. So shout out to her.
That's great. She just continues to grow. And I think being with Dallas, it has just given her even more opportunity to do what she can do and prove to us what she can do. I love that she was a WNBA All-Star this season. Shout out to Natasha Howard.
Yeah, she's getting her like vet leadership thing on. She's like really wearing that hat.
Super random about her. What's but up? She is so great. In one of her, in one of the team games, I didn't tell you this before, but she made everybody like friendship bracelets before a game. Aww. And I just thought that was the sweetest thing. And that's just, I feel like she's quite private and doesn't say a lot. But to hear that that's just in her character and how she is. And that's one way that she's putting her arms around a team and just continuing to create that camaraderie. I just thought that was really cool. So
that is cool.
That's a fun fact about Natasha Howard. You're welcome.
That's the small things that mean a lot true. Of times. So that is super cute. Yeah, go ahead, you're Natasha. Welcome. All right. Sabrina Ionescu leads the league in made threes. You know, she comes up every week.
Yeah, shocker, right? Nobody's shocked.
Nobody is surprised by her leading the league in threes this this season. So shout out to Sab and the New York Liberty. Next.
What's next?
I'm going to talk about a player we never really talk about. And this is part of the point of the news is to give and highlight attention to players that don't always get mentioned. But a player named Ashley Jones. Bear with me. Ooh. Ashley Jones.
Like her already.
Yep. Came from Iowa State, which if you remember in the Auburn and gold or the burgundy and gold colored team, Iowa State high powered team. And Ashley Jones was a part of that in the NCAA. Mm-hmm. Well, she was picked up on a 7-day contract twice by the Las Vegas Aces and was released again. She was actually released from the Aces on Wednesday, August 2nd. But things turn around just like that. Dallas Wings picked her up 4 days later and have signed her to a 7-day contract. So she's making her rounds as kind of a secondary, tertiary pickup. And again, because the league is so small, you have lots of great players that aren't getting on the standard 12 seat teams.
Sure.
So shout out to Ashley Jones, who is going to be putting on a Wings jersey this week.
That's crazy. So, number one, I didn't hear that. So, thanks so much. This is why I tune into the Pump Fake.
Come on.
Every week.
Come on.
But honestly, I didn't know that. But that I think that just speaks to, I don't know. Do I watch the NBA? No, not as frequently as I used to. But I don't know if this type of, I guess, subbing or like getting on these different teams. I don't know if that's normal in the NBA, but this is something new that I've noticed in the WNBA that we see with players that aren't able to be on that 12 team roster.
Yeah.
I think it also speaks to these rookies that are coming in, these college level athletes that are coming in. They don't want to get rid of them. They have to keep them around. I hope that they extend these teams to bigger than 12 and also open up a new team. So I hope that's what's in the future. And then I also heard, I guess, August 8th is the last day that they can do trades.
Yeah.
Is that right?
The WNBA trade deadline is upon us. I don't know the exact date.
Okay.
But yeah, like to your point, like as fans, it's our responsibility not just to support the teams that exist. We want expansion. We want to have another team to look at. But I think it's important, though, to remember, even if you don't live in a city that's close to or near a team or has a team, support one that you're close to or just support one you like.
Yeah.
Go buy their jersey. Buy a ticket for a game. You know, they're relatively inexpensive. Or just rep like their gear.
There's like even other women's leagues that are around the city that if you give them hype, if you give them love, if you support, you know, they'll see that there's a following behind them and consider that. So that's something else. I think overall the lesson to me is support women's sports, period. And just, you know, give them the love that we deserve.
Yeah, I think that's fairly simple to ask. It's not a hard ask.
But shout out to Ashley Jones. Love your first name. And can't wait to see what you do in Dallas.
That's right.
That's on that.
Appreciate that, Ash.
You're welcome.
And lastly, but not least, let's go ahead and get the slow clap going. Go ahead, Ash. Let's go. D. Diana Taurasi is officially the greatest of all time. She has reached the monumentous, the Mount Rushmore points.
There you go.
In the WNBA, she reached the 10,000 mark. Now, I lost count after 10,000. Yeah. She's played a few games after that, but she has reached the pinnacle. She is
incredible.
Like thousands of points ahead of who's in second place.
Oh, Tina Thompson, who's been retired for I don't know how long, is like second in line with 8,000. So best of luck to whoever's on after that.
Shout out to DT. Wow. I mean, I loved how Phoenix stopped, you know, they stopped the game and pop and circumstance of it all. So it was really super cute. And I wish I was there.
But we stayed up late.
Yep.
And we watched the game. And it was awesome, awesome, awesome. I loved it. I feel like I've been there for almost 3/4 of those 10,000 points in her career. So it's just incredible. It was so cool to see. Oh, if you haven't Googled her, please go and Google Diana Taurasi and see how it's so cool. It's so Google got involved with celebrating her, this major accomplishment for DT.
Go to your Google search bar and type in Diana Taurasi. So freaking cute.
And she went ahead and had 42 points that night in the 20-point win over, girl, I don't even remember who it was because I was focused on Phoenix.
I think it was Atlanta. They beat Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
That 20-point win over Atlanta, it was awesome. So, you know what I was kind of upset about, though?
What?
Where was Sue Bird? Now, I know that on the tribute is playing right now. I get it. But just like I wanted
Sue's retired.
I know, but I wanted a little video to support her friend.
Yeah, that's her bestie.
So I was just like,
speaking of the tribute, what was funny, Penny Taylor.
Yes.
Penny Taylor got on there. She's like, hey, babe.
Hi, honey.
The kids are asleep right now, so I only have just about 30 seconds. Listen, congratulations. Right. Mm-hmm. We love you. The kids are in bed. See you after the game. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on 10. So yeah, it was funny seeing.
Yeah.
Seeing it, but congrats to the GOAT.
I'm wearing my GOAT shirt right now.
In my best effort to celebrate Diana's accomplishment, I've prepared a special. I prepared a song for DT.
This is 2 weeks in a row. What a treat.
I'm going to sing it.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to rap it.
You're not going to sing it. You're rapping again. I'm going to rap it. I mean, I think we need to get you a name. We need to get you a rapper
DJ
name.
DJ Dev.
DJ Big Dev.
This time I don't need your help, but you can still be my hype man.
Did I do a bad job last time?
No, I think you did a great job.
You said I don't need your help. Okay.
But last week I had you do one.
Right.
You know, I had to count in for me. So here we go.
Okay.
And you can just be my hype man. Help me out.
Introducing DJ Big Dev.
Another rap, another week.
I felt that it was DT's worthy of my best effort.
Absolutely. No, I'm never going to argue with that.
So instead of wrapping the standings this week, this one's just for you, DT.
This is To the Beat of Magnolia by Playboi Carti. What?
And the drumettes.
Shut up.
They might. Go off. Here we go. They might be ranked number 12, but they just got bigger. DT is the GOAT because she got the magic trigger since 2004. Shooting lights out on the court. After hitting 10K over 2 decades, every point ran them up in the same jersey. The hottest city in the world for the Phoenix Mercury. There's no debate that she's the greatest overall. So who really deserved to be nicknamed the point guard?
Wait, so you're saying she
is the point guard?
Not Chelsea Gray?
I didn't say that.
It feels like the last line is controversial.
I mean, but isn't there truth to it?
I don't know.
She's the point guard.
Is she?
She got the because most points in the league.
Oh, man. I'm so slow.
Whoa.
Way overhead for you, huh?
Wow. Training wheels.
Girl!
We need training wheels. This is the part two of the song.
Because
we need them. Training wheels. Ashley needs some training wheels. Whoa.
Because I was like, the point guard is Chelsea Gray. And then I realized DT is point guard because she has the most points in the league.
Come on,
I got
Ashley.
It. And I brought them together.
You brought them together. Woo! I'll be on the same page.
It took me, but I was apparently 10 pages behind. But I caught up.
You were 10,000 points behind. Because.
But I'm back.
You're back.
And I'm better than I was. than I was before. Oh my word. Okay, that was really good.
So shout out to DT.
Shout out
to it was a little raggedy. I'm getting better by the day. So don't worry, Ray.
We need to take a break.
It's Big Dev on the mic. Don't need no Chardonnay.
Get off the mic.
Don't press pause. Y'all, come back after break.
Girl, we'll be back. Because sis needs to take a time out. We'll be back, honey. Girl, we'll be back.
Okay.
Whew.
Wipe my eyes and I'm back.
All right. Why'd you have to wipe your eyes?
I was laughing pretty hard at the end of the last
You are
set.
Crazy.
Thank y'all for bearing through.
Yes, Lord. Gritting your teeth.
But I tickle myself. I really do.
I know.
So, Ashley, speaking of the greatest of all time, Diana Taurasi has just surpassed what seemed an immeasurable mark of the points that she's run up. But looking into the future, what players do you think have a real viable chance? Like, if they stay healthy, they have a long, you know, a lasting career in the league. What players do you think could really aim at this 10,000 points?
Remember last week when I was like deep into my 90s bag? Yeah. I'm going to go back there.
Okay.
Do you remember the magic ball that you would shake?
Yeah, the eight ball.
Yeah, the magic eight ball that you would shake. Okay. So I feel like if I was going to shake my magic eight ball right now, the names that would come up automatically would be Jewel Lloyd because duh.
Okay.
Right now she's leading scorer in the league, right? Mm-hmm. Is she not? With like the highest point percentage.
Okay, who
so
else?
She would be my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Ionescu, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like just hitting threes like back to back constantly. I mean, it's just, so I feel like she's definitely one.
Yep, I agree with that.
And those are the first two that I have off the top. What about you?
I totally agree with you on those two. And I would add Ryan Howard to that.
Oh,
if Ryan Howard is healthy, she has a lasting career in the league, in the W, I think that she'd have, and she's got to get on the roll now.
Yeah.
And she's not slow. She's
young, but I think she's already broken records.
The first, I think the most points as a rookie in a rookie season or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about Ryan.
Now,
I think that she has a good shot at it.
Now, if we're going to bring Ryan into the picture, then we may as well talk Breanna Stewart.
Okay.
I mean, she's already had two 40-point games this season.
These facts.
She's only going to continue to get better, especially as we enter playoff season. Like, and I foresee them. I see New York in the playoffs.
So that's four. So let's give a fifth one.
Ooh.
Just right out the door. I'd say Asia Wilson.
Okay.
That's and I say Asia. Oh, woo!
Sorry.
See,
again, y'all know we have games on.
All the
we
time.
Have games on, so that was a live reaction of a game that we're watching.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
Sabrina Ionescu, right on cue.
I mean, it was literally
Asia Wilson, just because she gets those looks. I mean, she's usually going two by two. She can hit a three every now and then, but she's going and one to the goal. So good stuff.
You know, I was gonna surprise you this week because I had a little something to talk about other than the Mercury.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tee this up a little bit. So since you brought up Asia Wilson. I want to talk about how she said absolutely not no to something that we have been talking about all year, all season long. The phrase super team.
Oh.
The phrase super team has been a buzzword for in the WNBA this season and referencing the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. Asia Wilson said absolutely no, and I would like to play a soundbite. Can I do that?
Yeah, play it.
Okay, I'm gonna play a soundbite for you of something Asia said, so.
Okay, what did Asia say?
Do you feel that the Aces are a super team, and if so, what makes this a super team in your eyes?
No, I don't feel that we're a super team. We've gained obviously wonderful pieces in that aspect, but we're the same core that we were last year. And no one was saying we were a super team last year. I don't think we've won enough for people to even claim that. But I just think that we're a group of women that worked really, really hard in the off season. We gained great pieces in our locker room, and we're coming together. We're doing what we are, who we are. So if that makes it a super team, I don't think that's what people envision as a super team. But no, absolutely not. We're just a group of women that love to come to work. We love to compete, and we play basketball at a very high level. I don't think.
Okay. So, Dev, what are your thoughts on that in regards to what Asia just said in response to them being called a super team?
I do think that Asia is factual in what she's saying. Obviously, she's been there long enough. She has better scoop than I do. However, their dominance in the league is ultimately what we're referring to. Mm. In addition to that, they haven't traded, moved around their core features of the team, which is obviously by design. And they've remained strong. So in my opinion, New York is also quite the super team. And I think as fans, when I say super team, I'm talking about you've got great bigs, meaning you've got MVP potential up and down, probably in every position. New York probably has the same, you know, I think they're designed in that same way. Jonquil Jones, Breonna Stewart, Ionescu, Vandersloot. You name B'Nai Jelani, they're compiled with what I would say is a dominating force. You have factors that make mm-hmm. your presence and your abilities to play super dominant, heads and shoulders over several other teams in the league. So when you become that team to aim at, to me, mm-hmm. that's super team. What about okay. you, Ash?
Yeah, and I can see your point. I feel like they have a target on their back every game, mm-hmm. right? Because the goal is to beat the best team. And they have proven to be the best team.
Right.
And they continue, like you said, they continue to build on their history mm-hmm. and the legacy, frankly, that they have with the Aces in the past few years. So it's just interesting her perspective as a player, right? Mm-hmm. And as a player from that team. Number one, shout out to whoever asked that question, because I feel like it's just been...
It's a gutsy question to ask.
And it's been an underlying part of the conversation all season, but mm-hmm. nobody's asked them outright. Mm-hmm. So shout out to that reporter for doing that. But, you know, to hear Asia's response to it from an athlete's perspective,
it makes sense, right?
Is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Clears them up.
It's interesting, I guess. And I can see her perspective for sure as an athlete. Coming from the best team, right? You don't want to seem haughty.
Yeah.
And like you
and have a bloated sense of self. So
right.
it's definitely professional of her.
It's a professional response. That's a good way to put it.
We would expect nothing less from Asia, but yeah, they're a super team.
Well, that was my surprise up my sleeve. So
I like that.
Up my goat t-shirt sleeve, because I'm wearing my number three t-shirt today.
Quite a nice tee there.
Thank you so much.
Where's mine?
Did you do your laundry this week?
Ashley, I'm just going to take the fifth on that. I'm pleading out. So every episode to our first-time listeners and those that are joining us for the first time, we take a moment every episode to talk about the Phoenix Mercury.
We have to.
Yes, we mm-hmm. are historically Phoenix fans, and we were longtime season ticket holders there
part
in the city.
X Factor.
Part of the X Factor. So mm-hmm. we take time, good or bad or ugly, mm-hmm. to talk about what is going on with the hottest team.
And
temperature. No, what's going on with the Phoenix Mercury, Ash?
Yeah, well, we had a dark and stormy night in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with Shea Petty going down in the first half.
What a scary
moment. It was so scary. So that was one of the most important injuries.
What happened?
That happened. Yeah. So the update on that is it was a concussion and Shea Petty was released from the hospital. So what happened? How did we get there? So Jordan Horston from the Seattle Storm accidentally elbowed Shay. It looks like it was in the neck. From my angle, I thought it was the temple, but it looks like she elbowed Shay in the neck. Mm-hmm. Shay was down for quite some time. Yeah. They had to bring the stretcher out, which is like the last, number one, the last thing you want to see. And that's the last resort for the medical staff. So they took Shay out on a stretcher, and we didn't know the outcome. But update on her. It was a concussion and she has been released from the hospital. So she's on the mend. Shay is an incredible piece of the X Factor. We love Shay Petty. We love her energy. Her grit. Yeah. And that's why I think it was so difficult for us to see her down for so long during the game, because usually she pops back up. She even had gotten hit earlier in the game, had taken a charge or was trying to get a charge call and took a rough fall. So, and but popped right back up, you know, and sat on the bench briefly, but followed by this hit, unfortunately. So
yeah,
that was rough to see last night, which led, unfortunately, to a Merc loss coming off that big win, you know, with DT's points the other night and this happening. So it was just kind of a rough night in Phoenix.
Yeah. If you don't know a lot about Shay Petty, here's a little bit to know. Like, so she was originally drafted in 2012 by the WNBA or by a team in WNBA. I'm not sure which, but she was signed and released and didn't get back onto a team until 2019. So from 2012 to 2019, I don't know every move that Shay made, but ultimately it was to achieve her goal of getting on a team. So when I say gritty and persistent and just full of the energy you need to see in a team player, Shay's it. So
yeah.
We are glad to hear that she's back on the mend and out of the hospital. And we look forward to seeing her on the court again, hopefully sooner than later. But of course, when she's good and ready.
Right. Yeah.
So thanks for the catch up on that.
No problem. And in that game also, BG was back. So
Right.
So BG played and she had 22 points.
Okay.
So it was a good return for her. She did talk about briefly just the support the Mercury gave her during her need to take some time away. So she just felt really supported by the team and the league and all of that. So glad to see her back on the court overall.
Yeah, I think DT's accomplishment this week had something to do with it. I think for the whole team, just feeling like a little bit of fire getting back into their tank, giving them something to fight for, giving someone to put their momentum behind with DT achieving that huge accomplishment of 10K. And Meggie G, I'm not going to try to say Meg Gustafson's name again. I listened a couple episodes.
I really struggled.
So Meggie G is where Meg I'm going. Meg G, she's been playing her heart out.
Yes.
And I know, I've always known, we've always known if you watched her from college that she's been, she's a highly talented player. So I love that she's cracking her bag open this last part of the season, because they don't got nothing to lose.
She's moving extremely well without the ball. She's making plays for herself by rebounding. She's really tenacious on defense, in my opinion. Sometimes I think she should be out there rather than somebody else sometimes in that post position.
Breonna Turner is who she's talking about.
So anyway, Meg definitely was on my list of players that has been contributing.
Thumbs
and
up.
Sophie, obviously, you know, just continuing to do her job. And her pink shoes were fire.
Yeah, but, her pink shoes were fire.
Okay, so as BG's giving credit to the Mercury, there is one player who is not so happy with the Phoenix Mercury league right now, and that is Skylar Diggins-Smith. So she was in the news this week with some words to say. So here's a quote from Skylar. This is coming from, if you don't follow them on Instagram, please follow them, girlstalksports.tv. So this is where I got this quote. It was all good when I was leaving for personal time. But when I'm leaving because I was having complications and scared of risking my child while leading the league in minutes pregnant, trade her? Okay, here's a second piece of her post. I'm fine with being distanced because now I can't possibly be the villain anymore. And more words for Skylar, what she had to say. They're not gonna acknowledge me this year, and it's okay, guys. We're not affiliated unless it's the checks per management. I can't even use the practice facility or any resources, but I still love the X Factor. Okay, so that's a lot. That's a mouthful that we heard from Skylar Diggins-Smith. Again, she is quite private, doesn't say much, and doesn't post a lot on social. But for all of this to come out this week, it's been kind of heavy. So what are your thoughts on that?
I there must have been something recently to have invoked her to come out and just start, you know, to speak on things. Mm-hmm. Perhaps she's making or was looking to make some sort of re-entry to Phoenix's lineup. I don't know if it was so much as of this year, but just coming, you know, maybe in the next season. Because my thought truly was, I didn't think that Skylar was still on the team. The way that the separation kind of just abruptly happened last year or that year. Because didn't Tina Charles leave?
It was last season. Yeah, it was last season during, while BG was away. Yes, Tina Charles. We gained Tina Charles.
Lost Tina Charles.
Skylar was, I'll say, she was carrying the brunt of the load, I feel like, last season.
DT was hurt at some levels, some periods of times last year.
She was playing offense. She was playing defense. She was leading on, you know, and leading the team as far as leadership on the court. And then she kind of left abruptly. We know that there was some issue with her and the former coach and just them getting along. So I think everybody was under the assumption she left last season due to just the lack of
discourse within.
You
just reminded me. Yeah, I remember the All-Star statement that Coach Vanguard said last year, which kind of discounted Skylar being named as an All-Star, but Diana Taurasi wasn't. So she was here the next day and gone tomorrow type situation.
Right. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if Skylar was still on the team or on the roster or whatever, but I don't know if I have much of like an opinion on it because I just know so little about the real facts in the matter. But I don't know if she's gonna be back on in a Mercury uniform.
Well, I'll say this: I did know she was on the roster because they have mentioned it that she was still part of the team, but that she was on maternity leave. So I just assumed.
But if you're part of the team, then why didn't I get a happy birthday from the team? Why am I,
right.
As little as that sounds,
you're right.
Being a part of the team, this is your family. Mm-hmm. This is who you belong to. Mm-hmm. That was what Skylar's question, that's what spawned Skylar's response, I believe, from the beginning. A fan asked her on social media, well, why didn't they wish you a happy birthday, Skylar?
Wow.
Anyway, happy birthday. And she went on to comment in that way, like,
gotcha,
you know, because they've been so distant from me, I'm no longer seen as the villain. I can't be the villain anymore because I can't go to the facilities, have access to the team and all that stuff. So again, who knows, girl?
I hate it because I've followed Skylar like from her college career, and for her to come to Phoenix and play for us and give us all that she has and be such a consistent piece of the puzzle, for her to be tossed to the side like that, I hate to hear this. I hate to see this. I hate to know that that's how she's feeling. But I hope, you know, I hope we get a little bit more of the story. I hope it gets more positive, especially as we lead into playoffs, because we need her.
Absolutely.
But
the Mercury should
don't use her.
Yeah, the Mercury needs to do whatever they need to do.
Yeah, I know.
To repair that relationship
because
it's not Skylar. We need Skylar's point making.
We need Skylar.
We need Skylar Diggins-Smith.
Yeah.
So I hope they, you know, butter up, kiss up,
figure it out, apologize. Yes.
Wish her a happy birthday, anniversary, Christmas.
That's it.
Labor Day,
yes.
Something.
Anything.
So, yeah. Good one. Good point.
Yeah. That's it. That's all my Merc news for the week. So, I am looking forward to whatever we have coming up next. Coming up next, do we have a little fourth quarter for the piece?
Absolutely. We have arrived to that point in our episode. We're going to take you live and direct to the fourth quarter. This week, we're watching the Phoenix Mercury, and
I'm smiling real hard. That's why I didn't say anything. Sorry. The Phoenix Mercury and the Seattle Storm.
The Seattle Storm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's see how it goes down on three. One, two, three.
Break! really can't.
Meg was straight up and down. That's a hard call. Woo! Hit it right there.
This is a delicious snack.
What do you have, Ash?
Coffee beans.
Coffee beans.
Chocolate. Okay, let me. What are they? Espresso beans? Mm-hmm. And some Chardonnay? What a game snack!
Disclaimer, forgive us for anything said after this point right here in the episode.
Delicious. Y'all better get into it.
Long as y'all watch them elbows for the rest of the game.
Oh my God, because that was so scary.
It still is. We don't know what's going on.
To see Shea go down like that, like, whoa. Jefferson, Breyer, Taurasi, Jefferson, and Sutton. Ooh. Yeah, next foul on Phoenix. Seattle go to the free throw line. Oh. Well, Jefferson's about to get it. Jefferson. What? Oh.
Hey, y'all.
She almost knocked.
Yeah, we've seen this a few times this season with Mo Jefferson going to the floor. And mm-hmm. Looks like she's got position to get it, but she gets called for the foul.
That's a bucket. Score 83.
Nope.
84. Phoenix 79.
Joel just made one of two free throws. 24 points tonight. 24 for 24.
Mm-hmm. 25.
I mean, they've been saying white Mamba against gold Mamba tonight. So, and DT's within range.
In range of what?
Of that, of to match, to match Jules 24, 25 points.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I miss my seat.
Ugh, right by that bar. It was a good time. Woo! Okay, Turner. What?
Because you boo Turner. You don't boo her,
she
but...
She frustrates me. She frustrates me because I feel like there are so many easy finish opportunities for her that she doesn't, like, take advantage of.
So, yes or no, you want Mercury to trade her?
No.
Okay. There we are. See, that's the answer without even saying it. You got the answer.
I didn't
Y'all heard
say
it.
Nothing.
Y'all heard it.
I didn't say nothing. Can Noel Quinn's team hear her in the huddle? Go.
She takes the whole complete Zen approach.
She's so soft-spoken.
So soft. Mountain America. Okay, 3 minutes and 25 seconds left. Fourth quarter, anybody can take it.
What I'm irritated again about... See... Okay, we had the lead at halftime. Did we not?
I think so.
Yeah, we had the lead at halftime, and here we are, down by four.
It's the nature of it, though. It's the
I'm sick of it.
It's the nature of it, though. The ebb and flow.
Okay, now you're just...
Part-time rapping now. Somebody get me in the studio.
Come on, please. Give me an extra check, honey.
Wait, how did it become
give me
your check?
Back to me. That's right. What's yours is mine. The end period.
You hear me kick in, right?
The end period.
Laughing all the way to the bank, huh? Rap, baby.
Yes, we are. We are laughing all the way to
rapping
the bank.
To the bank.
Come on, yes! Girl, she is having the week of her life.
Yeah, she's running it up by three.
Get it, DT. Get it, DT. Oh. I rap too. Especially when I've had espresso beans. What? Come on, BG. Yes! Off the glass. And one. And one. 89-86 Phoenix. I mean, not Phoenix. Still not Phoenix. We're still down. Even though it was 41-50 Phoenix at halftime. We're fighting for our lives with 2:35 left.
Scratching and surviving.
Yes. Oh, Sophie has pink tennis shoes. Love that. Oh, all the way to the basket.
Oh, minivan.
I was waiting for you.
Minivan Sam missed the layup.
Minivan Sam. Minivan Sam.
Ridiculous.
Come on, DT. No. Oh, did she throw her down? No. Is that a foul?
No.
I feel like Mercedes threw BG down.
How do you throw BG down?
I saw their arms interlock.
No.
Damn. It keeps rattling out on their end.
Did she hit the...
That's
2-point game, 1 minute and 41 seconds left. Seattle 89, Mercury 87. It's 2 points. Come on, Merc, let's go.
I ain't even going to ask who you're going for.
Win for Shay. Is any... Oh,
what? What?
Play the ball. Play ball.
Epiplectic. What a word. What a vocabulary word. That's like the third vocabulary word I've learned this week during basketball games. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Uh-oh. Rebound, y'all.
Oh, the bank was open.
She don't even the goal need mama. Nobody to rebound. Girl, look at the Mercury. They said how and what. Woo. What y'all about to do? What's the plan? What y'all about to do, Nikki Blue? Dang.
Come on, they can close this gap up. They can close 1 minute. This.
Come on.
They got everything.
Run the play. They're standing there. They are standing. Yes.
They have everything they need on the court to win right
she's
now.
Been playing out. She's been playing much better.
Sophie, Suge.
Yeah.
DT.
I don't know why
BG,
Meg isn't in.
And Breonna Turner. That. You got rebounders. You got shooters. You got bone collectors. Mm, ready.
Come on, bone collector. Hey!
Get the ball.
Ooh, but Gabby Williams, though.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my word!
Oh, what? She literally just threw it up. Minivan Sam saves the day. My word. Pokey Chapman said, girl, I don't even know. Look at it.
She looked at the clock and literally hoisted
that. But you have to be aware. That is like,
yeah.
I mean, that's vet vision.
Yeah. She's backpedaling like, oh my God, I'm so good at this. I'm just good at this.
Dang. She's biting her nails because she said, I don't even know how that went in, but whatever.
Listen.
Ooh. Okay, well, with that, 95-89, Seattle, 27 seconds left. What's going on in the huddle? Strategist.
Girl, pull out the defibrillators because it's time. The pump this Mercury team back up.
Pump, pump, pump them up. Maybe if I gave him a cheer.
Okay, give us a cheer.
From high school?
I mean.
Okay. Pump, pump, pump it up. Oh, wait, you have to repeat after me.
What part?
What I'm saying.
Oh, after you?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Pump, pump, pump it up.
Pump, pump, pump it up.
Pump that Merc spirit up.
Pump, pump that Merc spirit up.
Keep it up.
Keep it up.
Keep that Merc spirit up.
Keep that Merc spirit up.
Woo!
Go team!
Woo!
Go team! Mercury! Fired up!
Shout out to William Howard Taft High School cheerleading squad.
Oh!
She got a travel call last time. she got away with a travel call last time for that. She be sliding that pivot foot a little bit too much. We're talking about BG. She did a little hip hop with the ball, and it probably would should have been a travel, but they didn't call it. They called it earlier in the game, though. She slid her pivot, and she was not happy about it. Yes, DT. Okay.
20 seconds left. Phoenix is down by five. 20 seconds left.
I hit the mute button with my nail.
20 seconds left. Seattle 95, Phoenix 91.
Let's go, y'all. There's time. There's so much time for us to make good, positive choices.
Somebody's name is Pickle?
I think that's what I heard, too. I said Pickle.
Pickle Brenner? Pickle Brenner.
I don't know.
That's too close to Brenner to me. And I like bread and butter pickles.
You do. And now I do. Pretty good. I miss the X Factor energy.
My favorite X Factor energy is during playoffs. Because...
Oh, yeah. But why?
Because it's like more intense.
Yeah.
There's something to win, something to lose. Because like I don't know, like in the first part of the season, you got like people kind of rotating in and out, okay. Never seen the game before. They're not like emotionally invested.
Yeah.
If you're there by playoffs,
yeah, that's true.
You're invested. So,
which is why I only watch the NBA around playoffs, but then it right. starts interrupting my college basketball that's time and right. I just can't deal with it.
Remember that week of college basketball? We were just like,
yes.
It was the best.
I do.
Games all day around the clock.
Oh, okay. That was a quick foul. Smart. Okay.
Well, we see where this one looks like it's going.
We don't know.
We do know. Look, there are...
I believe that we can win.
19 seconds left. 4 points between the two teams, and they have no timeouts. No timeouts.
Yeah, they don't. You know what? I just have to believe, okay?
And you got
to
shoot that's what I'm gonna Sam. Do.
Girl.
All right, shoot.
Now move, Turner, out there. Okay. Yes. Good screen. Ooh, she open. Come on, Shug. Dang.
That's all right.
Well, that will do it. Look at Diana playing defense.
Oh, two black coaches. Yes.
Yes. Sis. We're having a rough. Okay, well, that's that.
It's a tough loss.
We've just...
Yeah, and I mean, I know that coaches have to go back there and see what's going on with Shea. I know the whole team wants the latest. So hopefully Shea Petty has a speedy recovery after whatever happened. Yeah. It was so scary.
It did feel like it took the wind out of their sails for sure in the third.
Well, Seattle takes this one.
Congrats, Seattle. Y'all did need a win, though.
Congrats. All right, well.
It's been a tough week for the Merc, but we're still here.
Yeah, celebration, this highs and lows with the game.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, but congrats to Seattle.
Yep, Seattle almost took our girl out, though. Oof. Shea Petty, we hoping for the best.
Yeah, continue to heal.
Yep, so Seattle beats Phoenix 97-91 in this week's fourth quarter.
Which means I think they've beat Phoenix three times. The three times that they've played them, so every time, which I was hoping for a win for us, but that's okay.
I completely lost track of our record we were keeping.
I know. We should have tallied it.
Yeah, we'll go out and tally it.
Has anybody been keeping score?
No.
Because we haven't. Has anybody out there?
But everyone, thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of the
Number Nine
Podcast. This has been Number Nine, and we just may have something special coming up for our milestone. Episode number 10 next week. So we want to invite you to come on back for next week's episode.
And what could it be? I mean, you've rapped twice 2 weeks in a row.
You know what? I might have to hang up my microphone. I might have to hang up my headphones here soon. I don't know. It might not be my calling. But
I think you do great.
Thank you, my sweet. We appreciate it. You guys, make sure to check us out on social. Most definitely like, subscribe, please. Leave your comments on Spotify. Leave us a comment. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. For those of you Spotify listeners, be sure to check us out there. Look out for something special coming. For those that actually take time to comment, please do. We are always looking and we appreciate it. Me and Ash look over those all the time.
So, we love to know what you got to say.
Yeah, we like to know what you think. Hey, even if in the commentary, leave us any topics, anything you want us to talk about as fans, the stuff that, you know, the major networks, they leave out. What do you want to hear?
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about? But you can find us on Instagram. Ash, where can they find us at?
At the Pump Fake Pod.
Yep, on Instagram. And take a moment to tell somebody, mm-hmm. who likes and watches the WNBA. Tell them to check out our podcast. We're right here. Everywhere that you pick up your podcast, they can find us.
I would like a between the leg pass.
Okay.
This week. Yeah, practice those.
We appreciate it. Thank you to our family and friends.
Shout out to y'all. We love y'all.
For the encouragement to do this. And we're going to see you right back here next week for episode 10. Woo-hoo! Look out. This is the Pump Fake.
Bye.
See ya.